Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about one of the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiya. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. The reason for this, as you know, is that these days fall between two very significant and important days. And the reason they are significant is that we have two sets of hadith. In one set of hadith, it has been narrated that one of those days is the days in which she departed from this world, as having been the day in which she when she martyred and she traveled to the hereafter. And according to another set of hadith, which are a bit more reliable and trustworthy than the first set. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and very sad and solemn days and these very, heart-wrenching days. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam narrates one of the virtues of that noble lady. He says, God Almighty has not been praised, has not been worshipped through praise in a way and in a method better and more virtuous than the rosary of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Meaning, the worship of God, which is performed through praising Him, tahmid. This has not been performed in a better way than by means of the recitation of the rosary of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. This is a very famous rosary which has been transmitted in the books of hadith which have been narrated regarding the acts of worship. As you know, the story behind this rosary is that one time the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, after her marriage, she came to her father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she complained to him about fatigue, and you know, because of the works of the household and other tasks, she would become tired. So her father, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave her this rosary and said that if you feel tired or feel fatigued, if you recite this rosary, you know, your fatigue or your sickness or your illness or your weakness, it will be eliminated. And it has been recommended that after the prayer of the ritual prayer that we perform, it's recommended that we recite this rosary. And as you know, the way that is recited is that in the beginning we recite 34 times we recite Allahu Akbar, then 33 times we recite Alhamdulillah, then 33 times we recite Subhanallah. This completes the rosary, and we get the sawab and the reward that has been stated for it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.